This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts. Joy!
Afternoon, Melbourne. You are with Rach and Jack.
It's a beautiful Tuesday.
Oh, as always, as always. Coming up this hour, we have some genius inventions to chat about.
Mm-hmm.
All the things making the world a better place.
I talk about tricking and trapping yourself, but in a good way, like a positive way.
Tricking and trapping. That sounds interesting. And we have amazing music, of course. We have Shepherd, Andy Murphy, Jess and Matt, and even some Jennifer Hudson, that amazing voice, coming up this hour. But let's kick it off right now. This is Darren Glenn with Determined. And thinking of Darren's, thank you, Darren, for Melbourne's most uplifting music mix all afternoon.
Thanks, Darren. Determined.
Wrong. Desperation is what I have that makes me strong. All I feel is pain. There's another side of me that you never thought you'd see. That's trying to break free. Things are changing. And I'm tired of how I feel. I need something to let me know this woman's real. Trying to push me down. Now it's time I made a stand. Now you're gonna see me shine. And I know now.
94.9.
That was Darren Glenn with Determined. You are with Rach and Jack on Joy 94.9. Usually Rach and Dean with Jack in the back, but we gave her an upgrade to the front seat tonight.
Am I in the front now?
You are, you're in the front.
Oh, I can't be responsible for that.
You're not driving though.
No, so I get my own airbag.
Don't get your hopes up too high.
Can I reach over and honk the horn at times?
Yeah.
Remember when all my friends got their licenses, we just think it was funny? It's actually quite dangerous. Don't do that. Oh, there I am.
How did you do that? You sneaky thing, you. So, Jack, I've been researching.
Have you?
Yeah, I've been researching genius inventions.
Because you yourself are a genius. Are you going to invent something for us?
Well, actually, I came up with this idea years and years ago about an iPhone cover that was actually solar panels so that you could leave it in the sun and it would charge your phone for you.
That's brilliant. That
I feel like
it already exists
now. But I thought about it years ago.
Take him down in court. Fight them for it.
I know. So other than that, I was like, what are some genius inventions that are actually good for humanity? And I stumbled across an invention for rescuing animals out of swimming pools.
What sort of, like a bear?
No, I feel like a bear could probably just climb up the steps, right?
Hey, look, I'm just
thinking small animals such as like frogs or little mousies and things that, you know, sometimes fall in your pool by accident or go for a little swim, but then they can't get out because they can't jump over the lip of the pool.
Many a possum.
Yes. Mm. So there's these new inventions and it has like a heavy weight on one end and then a floating device with a little bridge between the two so that they can climb up onto the floating device, go up the little bridge, and boom, they're alive.
Free of charge, they have little like Mikey passes, a little touch on.
No, don't need
one. I mean, that's a nice thing, but you'd have to really love animals. Or maybe just inventions, I don't know. And then as they jump up the launch pad, they just squish them with their boot.
Oh, that's awful.
I've taken it too far. I've gone dark and I'm sorry.
Oh my goodness.
I'm back.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Speaking of squishing frogs, I actually have a story about squishing frogs as well.
What did you do?
I didn't do it.
Sure.
No, mum and dad had a friend who they had recently built a wraparound veranda on their house.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice view, big property.
Yep. But one night they heard ka-dunk, 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 just getting around their wraparound veranda. And the husband was like, oh, go sort it out. And so they hear
ka-dunk. What men sound like.
Ka-dunk, crash. Noise was gone. No more gadunk noises.
Yeah.
Anyway, next morning, she gets up, ready to go to work, walks out the front door, and there is a brick on top of a frog.
So he was trying to get into the door, and then he just...
He just bricked it. That's a good one for your Tuesday afternoon.
Hi, I'm Felipe Rose from The Village People. You're listening to Rach, Jack and Dean on Joy 94.9 FM.
You're on Joy 94.9 with Rach and Jack driving you home this afternoon. Coming up, I'm going to talk to you about contouring your penis. But first, Jack wants to talk about tricking herself.
I want to talk about contouring my penis.
We'll get back to that very shortly.
I'm not a morning person. I don't like funerals. No, terrible joke. I can't get up in the morning. It's a play on words, Rach.
That's great. It took me like a good 3 seconds. Sorry, continue.
It's spelled differently, but it sounds the same. Words. So in order to try and get myself to get out of bed at a normal hour, because, you know, when I do stand-up comedy, I'm not getting home till midnight anyway, so I try to get up early. I trick myself by, instead of putting my iPhone on my nightstand so I can always look at it and distract myself and put that beaming light in my eyes, which is bad for your brain, I put it at the very corner of my room next to some exercise gear, activewear, if you will. And so the alarm went off, I had to get up. And I'm like, well, I'm up, I may as well go for a walk. And it worked.
Because it was next to your activewear as well. So it's like, get out of bed and inspiration.
Get out of my bed, into my pants. That's a new song I'm working on.
Awesome. That will be released later this year. But the question is, what do you do to trick yourself into doing something else? Is that...
Yeah, it's almost like I'm not good at not eating chocolate if it's in my house. I'm good at not buying it so it's not in my house. So stuff like that.
Ooh,
if I want
yes.
a little treat, I'll go and buy like one little bar. Because I know if I have 2 kilograms of chocolate, I'm eating 2 kilograms of chocolate.
Right now.
Right now I am. You shouldn't eat in the studio and I'm very sorry.
Yes. So if you hear chewing noises, that's what it is. Jack is eating 2 kilograms of chocolate. So tricking yourselves. I'm trying to think of how I might have tricked myself in the past. Mm. I don't know. Maybe Jennifer Hudson can help me remember, but this is about remember me. That was a really terrible segue. Here's Jennifer Hudson.
Bring my sleep. Say it hurt. Say you're lonely. Say I forgot to give you what you need. But I promised you gold. Yet I have it to hold. I was bound to. I couldn't give it anymore. Cause it's already yours. Look around you. So do you. Baby, we don't even have to speak. Oh, you're here, same issue. What you feel, feel it too. All you gotta do is read. Nothing you ever say that could drive me away. I'm inside you. So if you make a mistake, let me carry you away. I'm beside you.
To Australia's gay and lesbian radio station, Joy 94.9. You're on Joy 94.9 with Rach and Jack. Jack, just yes. Before we were having a little bit of a chat about some life hacks, some tricking yourself into doing things.
Yes, and before that, I just wanted to say the best thing about that song is watching Rach do a violin solo.
Yeah, and that's good because I've got a sore neck on the right side, so I just play the violin on the left.
Born to do it. Yeah, I was talking about tricking myself. So I lay awake in bed at night thinking about you, listeners. No, that's not true. I just play on my phone a lot. I think most of us do. It's in my eyes. It's not good, that light. And it was keeping me awake. And also, it's too easy to lean over in the morning and snooze your alarm and then get up at 2 o'clock because you're a little bit lazy and lost in life. So what I've been doing is to trick myself and trap myself into getting up. I've been putting my phone at the very end of the room, so I have to get out of bed when my alarm goes off in the morning. And I've got my exercise gear ready to go, and I'm like, go for a walk, madam. And that's how I've been getting myself out of bed and...
inspiration.
And moving.
Well, Jack, I was having a think about it, and I know something that I have to do to trick myself is I am a frequent bailer on party nights. So, like, I enjoy hanging out with people if it's before midnight, because at midnight I turn into a pumpkin.
Oh,
and especially if it's a Saturday night, because I work hard on Saturdays. So I know that I'll usually bail if I'm tired.
I think that's completely reasonable.
Fair, right? So to trick myself into making sure that I go out for at least a decent amount of time before I turn into a pumpkin, I invite myself, or I get myself an invite to the party host's house for the pre-drinks or getting ready. So I have to do the pre-stages, because if I go home, I'm going to have a nap and then I'm going to be like, nah, I'd rather just eat pizza in bed, to be honest.
Now, that's a good thing. Yeah, I know if I go home, oh, just get changed first. No, go straight there.
Yeah, exactly.
Because you know that as soon as you sit down, you're like, oh, I'm not getting up.
Yeah. And don't take your makeup off. If you go home from work and you take your makeup off, you're like, oh, I just can't put it back on.
Always just put more makeup over more makeup.
Exactly. Well, we do have some more makeup hot tips coming up soon.
Bringing a little joy to your life. Joy 94.9.
You are with Rach and Jack here this afternoon on Joy.
And I'm in the front seat.
And Jack is in the front seat. No more Jack in the back.
I made a baby
today.
Yeah. Next week, see ya.
All right, I've got a little bit of a catchy tune for us. This is just to get you in the mood, because we're talking about doodles. I didn't know what word to use then, and I went with doodles. Shows my maturity. So I do makeup, right?
This is a beautiful segue. It's like, well, I like in the break, and Rach goes,
doodles and
we're
makeup.
Going straight into the penis. And I'm like, it's like a weird phallic journey. Anyway,
okay.
Where is this going, Rach?
This is going straight down the drain, into the gutter, and out the back. No.
Oh, my goodness.
So I do research, and I'm always trying to stay on top of the trends, because everyone's like, oh, I would like you to use buffing fingertips. And it's like, okay, what? Like, is that to do with your fingers? No, no, it's a new technique. Anyway, so I like to keep up to date with all the techniques that are happening. And I was doing some research, and I actually found a video of our dear friend over in the United States of America, Jeffree Star, talking about contouring his penis.
But why?
Well, okay, so for those of you who don't know what contouring is, well, that would be me. Contouring is when you use darker shades and lighter shades. So contouring is the darker shades, highlighting is the lighter shades.
Excellent.
To add definition to things. Usually your face.
Yes.
Usually under your cheekbones, around your jawline, your nose, and the top of your forehead, to make you look like you have a perfectly oval-shaped face, because that is the ideal shape. And so obviously...
stuff your beauty standards.
Exactly. Obviously penises have an ideal shape as well. I can't tell you what that is. Can't say I've seen an adult
one. Don't you contour, though, to make it thinner? Does he have a very thick penis and he needs to make it thin? Why have I said that?
Maybe he has a thin one and he wants to make... I don't know.
Oh.
Maybe I...
emphasize the shroom.
Yeah.
Maybe his hat bigger. I don't know. I'm loving this.
He didn't go into too much detail about it, though. So he's like left everyone going, well, what do you mean? How do you do it? What do you do? When are you going to upload a video of you doing it?
Yes. Like, you can't just drop that on someone and then just not explain it.
Exactly. But anyway, I've never contoured any... going to say anything other than my face, but it's a lie.
What have you contoured?
I actually once contoured my legs.
Really? Were you wearing a little short skirt number?
I was. So I added some bronzer into those like calf muscle bits that make them look like you've actually been working out.
Oh,
but I know
brilliant.
Drag queens contour their chest to give the look of enhanced breasts.
Oh, of course, because that little booby line.
Yeah, there's so many things that you could contour. Does anyone contour anything strange? I just want to know, out of curiosity. You're with Rach and Jack. You're on Joy.
Joy.
Joy 94.9 is on air 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. But sometimes you can't always be with us when you want to. Here's the solution. Here's the solution. Listen to your favourite Joy 94.9 show anytime with our Joy podcast service. Our team of over 30 volunteers pick out the best bits from around 60 programs that Joy airs each week, made available to you for free download. To find a podcast of your favourite Joy show, search for us in the Featured Providers section within the iTunes Store, or find them on the Joy website, joy.org.au. Joy Podcasts. Any show, anytime, joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.